وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه أيضا أن ناسا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قالوا للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا رسول الله، ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور يصلون كما نصلي ويصومون كما نصوم ويتصدقون بفضول أموالهم. قال: أوليس قد جعل الله لكم ما تصدقون؟ إن بكل تسبيحة صدقة، وكل تكبيرة صدقة، وكل تحميدة صدقة، وكل تهليلة صدقة، وأمر بالمعروف صدقة، ونهي عن منكر صدقة، وفي وضع أحدكم صدقة. قالوا: يا رسول الله، أيأتي أحدنا شهوته ويكون له فيها أجر؟ قال: أرأيتم لو وضعها في حرام أكان عليه وزر؟ فكذلك إذا وضعها في الحلال كان له أجر. رواه مسلم.
Also on the authority of Abu Dha, may Allah be pleased with him, some of the companions of the Messenger of Allah said to the Prophet, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, O Messenger of Allah, the affluent have made off with the rewards. They pray as we pray, they fast as we fast, and they give away in charity the superfluity of their wealth. He said, has not Allah made things for you to give away in charity? Truly, every tasbihah is a charity, every takbira is a charity, every tahmida is a charity, and every tahlila is a charity. To enjoin a good action is a charity, to forbid an evil action is a charity, and in the sexual act of each of you there is a charity. They said, O Messenger of Allah, when one of us fulfills his sexual desire, will he have some reward for that? He said, do you not think that were he to act upon it unlawfully, he would be sinning? Likewise, if he has acted upon it lawfully, he will have a reward. It was related by Muslim. We learn from this hadith: 1. Allah's mercy is vast enough to cater for all rewards. 2. Permissible habits and legislated desires are kinds of worship directed in good faith. 3. Charity has many sources and channels. 4. Competition in doing good is something advocated by Islam. 5. There are many kinds of charity. A. Tasbih, saying, how far is Allah from every imperfection? B. Takbir, saying, Allah is most great. C. Tahmid, saying, praise be to Allah. D. Tahlil, saying, there is no God but Allah. E. Enjoining the good. F. Forbidding the evil.